John 3:16 is our verse for the message this morning. Let us share it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Let's talk about giving. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. As I was working on the message for the morning, it came to me that illustration entitled Three Kinds of Givers: the flint, the sponge, and the honeycomb. To get anything out of the flint, you must hammer it, and then you only get chips and sparks. To get water out of the sponge, you must squeeze it, and the more pressure you apply, the more you will get. But the honeycomb just overflows with its own sweetness. What kind of giver are we? I think we must own that we make a mistake in the church, in that we only talk about giving in this context or on Commitment Sunday, when in fact, giving becomes a core or a value in life. Someone said we make a living by what we get out of life, but we make a life by what we give. This understanding of giving begins with God. In so many other passages, it refers to God having sent Jesus. But in John 3:16, the word is that God gave. God gave God's Son, and it is a gift to the whole world. It affirms that the very nature of God is love. It affirms that the gift of Christ, that in the gift of Christ, salvation is extended to all. And so we are invited as children of God, not by force or submission, but we are invited. And if we will give, we will receive the greatest gift of all. And that is knowing Christ for ourselves. And what happens is that we will know the will of God, the purpose of God for our life. And we receive the assurance that we are able to fulfill it. It is not a short time thing, but it is for eternity. If there is no one else who loves us, God does. There are people who may not love themselves or think anyone else loves them, but God loves them. So at the heart of this message in John 3:16 is that God is love. And this gift of Jesus is extended to us. It is a gift in that Jesus comes to offer Jesus, to offer himself as a sacrifice. For he said, I have come not to be served, but to serve, and to give my life as a ransom for many. It is Jesus who washes the feet of the disciples. It is Jesus who would talk to the Samaritan woman. It is Jesus who would call a tax collector to be a disciple. And yes, it is Jesus who, when his hands were nailed to the cross, his first word would be, "Father, forgive them." There is something about the nature of God's gift that it is filled with love. There is something about the nature of Christ's life that its trademark is giving. And as we are called to be disciples, then this becomes our witness, what we give. Oh yes, it goes against the byword of today, and that is what's in it for me. The golden rule shared, "Do unto others what you would have others to do unto you." What a difference it would make if what we were doing unto others was giving. That we were a person of giving. Some will think we are foolish. Some may take advantage of us. But what we have in a heart is filled with charity. And when our heart is filled with charity, then it mirrors the life of Christ. This becomes an issue for us here at Burns. Rick Warren said in his book that has been a guide for us in our study, The Purpose Driven Church. He said in his book that what we focus on is what we will become. What we focus on is what we will become. I don't think anyone could blame us if we said we're going to focus on survival and maintaining our building. But as the people of God, we are not called or meant to maintain. We are not called to survive, but to live. For the Spirit that may be saying to us, "We can't do it," our answer is, "It is time to build." For the Spirit that says, "These things that we're talking about are impossible," our answer is, "We believe in miracles." I think it has been lost these past few weeks as we have been struggling with other issues. I think it has been lost, and so I wanted to remind us that we have completed our brochure. And I think in some ways we received a miracle this week as Becky was out taking bids, seeing how we might be able to print it so we could distribute it. Becky shared with me that we have the capability right here to print it ourselves. Much cheaper than it would have been to take it somewhere else, but still with that same quality. And in this age where so many people are turning and using their websites, thanks to Mike, our brochure is on our website. And so you can print it off there. Why is this so important? It is because what we're talking about then is the possibility to fulfill the Great Commission. Our guide of taking into all the world the message that Jesus saves. The guide of spreading the word, of spreading the news that Jesus is life. And as people arrive here at Burns, they find that it's a reality. Open hearts, open minds, and open doors. We adopted objectives that included an intern coming and working here with Ken, working with Melba to support our children and our youth. In talking and working with Iliff, they were excited and confirmed for me that a student would be available for their field work here for the fall. I believe we need to pray in advance for this person. We need to pray that it might be just the person we are needing, not only to increase and to expand their own education, but that they might find in our church a home. We want to explore starting a new service, perhaps in a different location and in a different time. Worship is important to the life of the church. And we want to offer people a variety, but with the same intention that people will be able to be lifted up and give thanks and magnify the name of our God. We spoke of small group ministry, and this being the place where we connect with one another and our relationships with each other are strengthened. We need to have more time in the life of our church for study and for prayer. I understand the role of the discipline in our church. And yet there are times when we need to say to one another, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. Let's pray one for another. Let us seek God's plan for our shared life together. And then we must pay our wider mission. I didn't say we will pay it all this year or next year, but we must commit ourselves to pay it. It can be our intention to be a part of a global church and to realize that wherever mission initiatives are being made, we are a part of it. The challenge today, as we give in this offering for the morning and share our commitment card, is to do it with a thankful spirit. I came across these statistics this week, and I wanted to share them with you. They really cause you to think. If you've never experienced the fear of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 700 million people in the world. If you can attend a church meeting without the fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are envied by and more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. We can say, thank you, Lord, for all that we have received. We can say, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to give. Let's talk about giving. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son. Let's talk about giving. Is not our church, a place that has received so much throughout its history, the rich gift of both clergy and laypersons? Let's talk about giving. It is time to lay aside any spirit that would keep us from focusing on our mission statement, that would keep us from focusing on our mission statement and our objectives. It is time to lay aside any spirit that would keep us from focusing on these children and young people. Let's talk about giving. Lou and I wanted to talk about it. Let's talk about giving, because so much has been made possible. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Out of this grace, Lou and I want to pledge this morning $1,800 for this coming year. And for our cash gift this morning, I didn't know this until my wife came. Spirit touched her. And so out of our cash gift this morning, we want to give $500. But even more today, and it means more to me and I hope to you, but right now it means everything to me. Because it offers direction and purpose for my life. As a consequence of your meeting with the superintendents last Friday now, in following up with them, they said to me, we think we know what is the next step. You need to stay at the church for a long, long, long time. Now that may not be the answer that you were hoping they might say. And I certainly understand that. But I've decided, not because of the superintendents, not even because of Bishop Brown, who affirmed that to me also this past week. So if you call them, that is what they're going to say. But I don't want to put it in that context. I want to affirm this because it is what the Spirit of a living God, has affirmed for me. Now, you would not be the first person not to be able to put up with me. And I understand that. But I wanted to say, and it was important for me to say, Don't let a negative, destructive spirit ruin what is the mission and the focus of this church. And so if you're needing a place with a different pastor, a different mission, a different focus, I certainly understand that. But don't let your spirit ruin, hold back what is the focus that God is calling this church. I am, first of all, a pastor. And so, yes, I've been concerned about members who have left. But I recognize now that is very much their choice. And so I do wish them well. For anyone else, I certainly wish and will pray for you. But Burns must go on. It must go on with our mission. It must go on with our focus. It must go on with our commitment. So Lou and I want to commit ourselves to that. And I hope with all of you, but I trust with the majority, and with more to come, that we can go on for a long, long, long time, as the superintendent put it, together. So let's talk about giving. A few Sundays ago, I didn't feel comfortable in taking an offering. I feel very comfortable this morning. Very comfortable. So let's talk about giving. Let's share what our gifts are today. But let's also share for this coming year and for the days ahead. Committed as God's people. God gave His Son that we might have life. It's time to live. And maybe all of us claiming that this morning, maybe that's the miracle we were seeking. Let it be so. Amen.